GM GM friends, you are now listening to the Degen Aussie Apes, bringing you another weekly sesh on all things crypto and NFTs. Let's go. It's the money. GM GM Wasi.
GM Shaheen.
How are we, my friends?
Loving life.
I know it's a great feeling, and thank you guys for tuning in once again to this weekly Wednesday smash up where we chat all things crypto, NFTs. But there's been a few changes happening over here at HQ, and we are super, super excited to be announcing the rebrand of our podcast, which, Wasi, drumroll please, is
Mindset Matrix.
Mindset Matrix, guys. We're looking at bridging out more for you, talking about mindset, talking about entrepreneurialism, talking about business, talking about crypto, NFTs, talking about investing. I mean, Wasi, we're talking about all of it, aren't we?
100%, man, because living life in a fixed mindset is just not good for anyone. And I hate using acronyms, but YOLO.
100%, you know, you only live once, guys, a bit of YOLO there. But I mean, we've done this podcast for the last year and a half. It has been a fantastic journey. But we found that our viewers and our supporters and our subscribers are yearning for more. We feel that many people in this day and age are lost. They're lacking motivation. Maybe life isn't exactly where you want it to be. I mean, who's to blame there? There's no manual. There's no book. It's a constant evolution. It's learning. It's questioning. And we've done this now for the last year and a half. We had no experience podcasting. We were degen traders. We wanted to just share information out there, give you guys a few tips, some skills. But there's so much more value that we here at Mindset Matrix are able to deliver you. I mean, YouTube just being one of them. We've gone down the journey of YouTube, both Wasi and myself. You know, there's always a bit of a joke that in bear markets, all us crypto guys go back to McDonald's to work. But do you need to go back to McDonald's to work?
You sure do not.
You do not. You know, you could be a YouTube channel. It could be a side hustle. It could be a podcast yourself. All these things are possible just with some grit and determination. So we are super excited to announce our rebrand. You will notice new logos coming up. Some really cool merch will be coming along the ways. And guys, we are here to help elevate your life, to give you the skill sets to create those alternative incomes and break the 9-to-5. So super excited. I know Wasi's super excited. As you guys know, I think a couple of Degen Apes may have fallen off along the lines, but they will be back stronger, bigger than ever. I know Luca P is itching to be talking different strategies and different styles. I know Wasi with his firm mindset will be bringing you all those juicy details. I mean, Wasi even has a YouTube channel that is just based on mindset. Once again, we will put the links to that channel in there. And just check it out, guys. 1 minute can really change your life. But forget all that right now. It's just the excitement that is brewing. Today, we have a really exciting topic. I mean, today we're going to be discussing Ripple. Ripple has come back with a vengeance, the first regulated crypto. It is very, very exciting, especially for all those bag holders like myself that had been holding Ripple for so long. Now I'm holding it even longer, guys. So I don't know what you're going to take from that. Take anything. I mean, you know, are we hodlers? Are we bag holders? Who knows? But I have conviction in Ripple. Before we get to that anyways, I mean, Wasi, I really need a BTC update. You have kept us so excited over the last few weeks on the road to 40K. Are we still heading there? Is the trajectory still on the way?
Well, great question. The short answer is this week, no. I mean, Bitcoin price fell to 29.5K. Like today, I just looked at a lowest candle. Having said that, though, all the indicators, all the news articles are saying interest is growing in Bitcoin with all the noise that's happening. I always said this. I mean, we're not going to go straight to 40. We might wobble a little bit. But having said all that, still the conviction's there because, as a matter of fact, some people are actually just calling even bigger numbers than 40K. But it's there. The halving is only I don't know, 7 months away, and we all know what happens. So very bullish still. The court cases are going to affect this, you know, which we're going to get into right now, but still steady and hovering around the 30K mark.
It's exciting. We want to see Bitcoin pump. It is the tide that lifts all boats. I have so much conviction in Bitcoin. I was actually having a chat with someone just over the weekend who said to me that Stellar and XLM will be the ones that are market leaders and Bitcoin will not be here. Now, you know, me being me in crypto, I love to hear what people have to say. I love to hear their opinions. But I felt a bit bad breaking his heart when I said, mate, this is delusion. I look at Bitcoin, I had to explain to him ordinals. I had to explain to him BEP20s, which is the meme trading, guys, that's going on in the Bitcoin ecosystem. As we've discussed in recent podcasts, the ecosystem has been revitalized. Bitcoin is here to stay. Ethereum is here to stay. So as long as I see Bitcoin in a nice trajectory, and I just want to make something clear, guys, you know, you hear so much FUD in regards to crypto, Bitcoin, all that type of stuff. Remember the lay of the land in the world at the moment, okay? I actually, off topic, YC, had to cancel a donation that I've been giving for the last 7-8 years. And I didn't want to cancel it. But unfortunately, living in this country at the moment, when milk is $7, we are drowning. And the lady asked me, she said, you know, why are you canceling? And I said, well, you know, because milk's $7. And she said, I don't understand what you mean. I said, milk's $7. She said, I don't know what that means. I said, it means basically that when I am being so wrung around the neck in paying for these things and taxes, I have to protect my own house first before I can go around and donating and all this type of stuff. I need to ensure that food is on my table first. We're fighting inflation. Our dollar is not worth what it used to be. Cost of goods is through the roof, up 50, 60, 70, 100%. And I did say to her, I love what you guys do. Blame the government for this cancellation today. And once things get under control, I will be back. Don't forget, guys, how the world is working, what's going on, and just take all of that into your thesis and then make your decisions. I've said it to Wasi, full disclosure, I want 5 to 10 BTC in a ledger. I'm going to hold that for the next 10 years. Whether it's zero or whether it's $1 million a coin, I'm going to be in it.
100%. And I actually want to clarify one thing that we always talk about, you know, when we talk BTC. Are we saying take your after-tax pay, not financial advice, and go buy Bitcoin? You know, that's not how we're doing it, if you, everybody DYOR. But what we're talking about is looking at the upcoming trends, the technology, and if you get some wins there, they're getting converted to BTC. You know, you want to play smarter, not harder. We've got a lot of things to share with you guys. And just Bitcoin, I was listening to this podcast, and one way to think about it now, if you're still undecided, go research what the properties of sound money are. That's the pro tip I'll give you. And you'll find that they tick all the boxes when you talk about Bitcoin being a commodity and why everybody's so bullish about it. It's sound money properties are making you stop, pause, and go, well, if, you know, am I going to go put my head in under a rock and see if this happens, you know, or should I just invest some time to understand what it's about? And that's what we're doing here at Mindset Matrix for you guys.
So much alpha on the way, guys. Investment strategies, life advice, business. I can bang on all day about these topics, but we're not. Because, guys, today the topic is Ripple Labs. Mm-hmm. XRP, what do I say? I mean, there's previous podcasts, you probably hear the FUD out of my mouth in regards to XRP, an angry bag holder, they'll say. And where was my mistakes, guys? It wasn't understanding my investment strategy and it wasn't understanding the market. I was buying XRP in a bull run. Then it drops. Then I'm holding a bag. Now I'm sitting there looking and saying, well, there's actual use case here. What is on the horizons for Ripple? And guys, I know Wasi's going to take you on a bit of a journey today to discuss Ripple. And I'm super excited to join that journey, Wasi. Where does it begin?
Yeah, well, we're going to go back 2.5 years at least, you know. So for those of you who don't know, XRP is a token created by Ripple Labs back in 2012. But to be honest, the protocol itself was predating Bitcoin. So if you pause for a second and think about that, so these guys came up with a protocol before Bitcoin by a few years, and it was actually called Ripple Pay. Value proposition of Ripple Pay was at some stage it was going to replace SWIFT, you know, basically allowing you to do borderless settlements of transactions, credit cards, et cetera, at record speed and also at record low fees. So that was the concept. And that's why a lot of people were really bullish about it. Even the VCs at the beginning, you know, I think it was to the tune of $720 million of pre-sale, et cetera, and we'll get into the findings of the court case. But that's how Ripple was launched. At the end of the day, it is a crypto, it is a protocol, and Ripples or XRP is the actual token. So that's what Ripple is, and that's what XRP is.
So Wasi, I mean, sounds great. Ripple sound like it was solving some problems.
Yeah.
But where was the major issue for Ripple?
There's two sides to this, and the side that I'm really intrigued by is the mindset of a lot of Americans after this ruling, which I'll unpack a little bit later. But there's always been this thing of political power and administration being able to just sue companies and businesses and entrepreneurs if, you know, it's looking like they're successful. They like to pull the handbrakes on them and just dig deep and look in and try and find something wrong, right? And this is actually a win in that sense that the court system actually used some common sense and applied the law, you know, in the partial ruling, which we'll talk about. But where it went wrong really is any challenge to the incumbent causes havoc. You know, the 5%ers, the 1%ers, the people who hold the power, when they see a up and coming trend, and they get threatened by it. Mass adoption signs, potentially overthrow the system. A lot of conspiracy theories happen and things like that. And let's face it. I mean, the lawsuit started back in December 2020. So, Shaheen, I mean, what's the date? July 2023. So 2.5 years getting dragged through the court. How do you process all that? And that's why, you know, the SEC was able to ping them on breaking the law, the Howey test for the VC funding. You know, basically what they said is selling Ripple to VCs and hedge funds, which are accredited entities, which means they need to abide by the law, that was not on. You sold a secure unregistered security, and that's the ruling went against them there. However, the light at the end of the tunnel for all of us is the tokens that were sold on the exchanges to retail investors like you and I, they did not breach any laws because the retail investors didn't necessarily get promised profits and things like that, which technically don't make it a security. And that's the win. So, you know, for all the people that are bullish around this, it's a win. We'll talk about what this means to the other lawsuits like Coinbase and things like that. But that's it in a nutshell. 2.5 years later, it took them to reach this split decision.
Okay, so we need to step it back a bit because there's a few things that you've touched on there that I'm sure our listeners will probably have no idea what we're talking about. A major issue was the significant ruling in the Ripple case that really stirred debate on pretty much was it, is it or isn't a security? So I just want to break it down very quickly for you guys because you're probably thinking, well, what's a security? I go to the club, there's a bouncer at the door. Is that a security? What is a security? Basically, guys, in the investing sense, when we are talking securities, they're pretty much broadly defined as financial instruments that hold value and can be traded between parties. Very vague. But Wasi actually referenced something which was called the Howey test. So, guys, the Howey test is actually used to determine whether something is or isn't a security. And there's pretty much four parts or four steps to the Howey test that I just want to tell you guys quickly. And I want to leave it with you guys to make up your own decision on whether it's a security or not. Step one is it an investment of money? I'll let you think about that for a second. Where are you putting your money, guys? Are you taking fiat dollar to buy Ripple? Is that an investment of money? The second thing is there an expectation of profits from the investment? Are you buying these coins for a profit? I would hope so. I'd hope you're buying for a profit and I hope you're taking that profit. The third step is the investment of money, is it in a common enterprise? Okay, so I'll let you guys look into that and any profit that comes from the efforts of the promoter or the third party. Are Ripple doing things to increase the net worth of the coins, make you more profits? Well, of course they are, because they are a business and they will get more customers. The thing that I like about Ripple is, will it bring on the big guys? You know, now that are we regulated, are we going to see the hedge funds start playing around? This is where I'm sort of watching and getting really excited. So I just wanted to bring that back just to touch on a couple of things that Wasi has mentioned, because he knows what a security is. I know what a security is. He knows the Howie test. I know the Howie test. Do you know these things?
It's a
part of Mindset Matrix to really break these things down into the simple terms, because I needed Wasi to break it down to me at the start in the simple terms, because I was asking the same questions.
100%. No, Shaheen. And that's why we work so well together. And, you know, since we're talking about investments and things like that, I just wanted to give you a brief history on the price action of XRP. You know, so in 2013, there was a brief bull run and it topped 5 cents, you know, which was great at the time. You know, there was a crash and it went down to 1 cent. But the highest it got to, and this is the important part, you know, especially with your bag, Shaheen, it reached $3.84 in January 2018. But then we all, you know, hit a bear market and it dropped down to 14 cents. And look, XRP's price has been just
stagnant.
Very, very stagnant during the lawsuit. Ejected this morning, it's 80 cents US. What does it mean? What does it mean for the price moving forward? We're going to see about that. But really, the headline on Reuters was an SEC spokesman said the agency was pleased with part of the ruling in which the judge held Ripple violated federal securities by selling XRP to sophisticated investors. And this is the confusing part. For me, for a lot of people. So really, they did break the law by selling to VCs and hedge funds. So that, you know, but now they've come out and said, well, the next step for us is to get the banks on board so we can replace SWIFT. So one and one is not equaling two for me right now, because they did break the law, which means there's a few steps they need to do to actually register this security before they get to that. But a win is a win, I guess, and a glass half full versus glass half empty. But the important thing for us retail investors is that there was no laws broken there, because it's a token, right? It wasn't a security, it's a token. Really loaded mixed message there. But, you know, having watched this saga for 2.5 years, I am happy. I am actually happy, because I thought to myself, well, there could have been a worst case scenario here and doom and gloom for all the other lawsuits, you know. But does this mean that the other lawsuits are going to have the same outcomes? And let's unpack that, Shaheen.
Yeah, well, I think it's really important, like you said, to note that it's a win. But what really is the win? I mean, the federal judge in charge of the case ruled that Ripple Labs token was a security when sold to institutional investors, but not the general public. So I think that's really important. And his reasoning was pretty much that institutional investors were more likely to be aware of XRP security-like traits when being pitched by Ripple, but retail investors, the everyday person, is not. Like we said, do you know the Howie test? Do you know what a security is? I mean, so I see this as a potential win for Ripple, but I believe the decision does not easily translate into a positive outcome for the rest of the crypto market. Yeah, because the decision was based on the understanding and knowledge of retail investors, but it might not reflect the current and future situation. So I see the SEC with a bit of an issue here, because they really need to work hard to clarify what actually counts as a security, because they currently have lawsuits against Binance, Coinbase, Gemini. But what is a good win, what I believe, is the court actually disagreed with several parts of the SEC's argument. So I think it is relieving for companies like Coinbase that have been accused of listing these potential securities, but there is also the potential fallout. And I think the biggest potential fallout will be the impact on early token sales. Because we have a lot of institutional investors and especially many crypto projects really rely on this initial round of funding, you know, a pre-sale, you know, a seed round, all this type of stuff. This is how our companies and the NFTs, all that, you know, they really sort of take off, is that pre-funding. So I think pre-funding strategies may be disrupted from all of this. But, mate, you know, we've been watching this for 2 years, guys. I mean, the case is far from over. We know that. But yeah, it's a good win. I'm happy with it. I'm happy always to see bags going up, and I want everyone to win this market. But guys, I need to draw this back once again, because we are here at Mindset Matrix to the investment strategy. You sit and you watch Ripple and you go, oh man, I missed the boat. Have you? Maybe you have. Have you not? I don't know. I can't give you that answer. But what I can give you is, when prices are at all-time high, don't FOMO. Research, take the time, find the right dip. If you have conviction, I speak to so many. WAS is the same. We speak to so many people. Everyone comes with their crypto strategy. And I just tell them, if you have conviction in something, see it through. If you believe that, I'm not here. What you want me to do is give you the answer and say, no, it's not going to work. But if I tell you, no, it's not going to work and it works, you're not going to like me very much. You're going to blame me for the rest of your life with a victimized mentality saying, oh, you know, you told me not to buy that. So we don't do that here. We just tell you, do your own research, but we are excited.
And back to the mindset thing, guys. At the end of the day, your race is against yourself. Your battle is against yourself. And it doesn't matter what people around you are doing. You know, are you a leader? Are you a follower? All those types of conversations, you know. But facts are important, and knowledge is power only if you apply it. You know, we're happy to share our secret sauce here and then, but we know that 99% of people are not going to follow through. So that's what we're all about, is actually putting in the hard yards day in, day out, day, night, weekend. Doesn't matter what day of the week it is. Like, it's useless to think of the week at, you know, Monday through to Sunday, because it doesn't really matter. Every day is the same. You've got 24 hours. Things are happening. And if you're able to cut out the noise and see things for what they are, and I'm going to tie this back to XRP. Hypothetically, let's fast forward 10 years. Okay, you've got a bag that has 5,000 XRP. What if it becomes like Ethereum? Have you thought of that? You know, could it happen? Who knows? But the point is, you gotta explore all angles. And that's why bleeding edge technology, news, getting the right dose of fact versus fiction, and trying not to FOMO, trying to look at things from a perspective of, I want to provide for my family. I want to be across things. I want to have many fingers in many pies. I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket. And this is the future. You know, technology, blockchain is the future. So this is a landmark case. And we've got another 3 or 4 this year, I reckon, that we're going to see, unless they drag on for another 2.5 years. One thing, Shane, I just wanted to mention before we wrap up is, I do want to empathize with the Americans. Like, if I was American right now, I'd be pretty happy with the court system. You know, I really would, because, you know, the political landscape and the upcoming elections and you know, politicians' views on crypto and things like that, it's just such a mind battlefield. And for a court ruling to say, you know what, let's at least break this down into 2 things, and we have common sense, we're not going to fight this, we're not going to make rulings that are just impulsive and influenced by the administration, I'd be feeling good right now.
I empathize with the Americans too. I actually feel bad for the Americans, because they don't get airdrops and they didn't receive the Flare token airdrop that was done by Ripple. But, you know, it is what it is, guys. We're in Australia, and at times we've got to wake up at 3 a.m. to trade with the Americans. So you win some, you lose some. But guys, thanks for taking the time to listen to this podcast, to support us, to be with us on this new journey with Mindset Matrix. We are super excited. Guys, we are here for the long haul. I can guarantee you, every Wednesday when you pop open your Spotify or any other listening device that you're using, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, you will find Mindset Matrix there, ready and waiting. So grab that morning Java, subscribe, like, listen, send it to your family and friends, and we will catch you guys at Mindset Matrix next Wednesday, same time, same place. This is Shaheen and Wasi. We'll see you guys soon.